is going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 18 hours. It's time for our main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Three headlines. Two arrested in connection with murder of Lusaka resident. DEC seizes hundreds of kilograms of cannabis in Luapula and Copperbelt operation. And in global news, US will move on from Ukraine peace talks if no progress soon. With the main evening news bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Police in Lusaka have apprehended two suspects in connection with the murder of Nathan Mulenga, who was killed on the 13th of April 2025 in George Compound. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says the suspects include a 17-year-old male juvenile of George Compound and Innocent Mbewe, 26, also of George Compound. Mr. Hamonga says upon receiving credible intelligence regarding individuals suspected to be behind the gruesome murder of Mr. Mulenga, a team of officers last night conducted a coordinated operation beginning at 20 hours, which covered several areas, including Matero Township, George, Linda, and Desai compounds. He says during the operation, an additional seven other suspects were arrested in connection with various robbery cases. Mr. Hamonga says the seven were found with suspected housebreaking implements and have been identified as Levi Ngoma, Kennedy Mubu, Botman Chira, Tiza Mwale, Elisa Mbale, Robert Ngoma, and Stewart Daka, all residents of Matero Township. He says the suspects are scheduled for screening as part of ongoing investigations. The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, says the release of former Defence Minister Geoffrey Walyamwamba from prison on medical grounds by government should apply to all inmates and not only high-profile people. Mr. Mwamba, along with 11 other inmates, were yesterday discharged from prison on medical grounds. In an interview with Phoenix News, CCZ General Secretary Bishop Emmanuel Chikoya has wondered if the 11 others would have been released had Mr. Mwamba not been freed from prison. Bishop Chikoya says it is important that the law used to release Mr. Mwamba applied across the good, low, high, unknown and known incarcerated inmates with or without the presence of high-profile people. He has, however, commended government for releasing Mr. Mwamba and others, saying this shows an act of Christianity.
The release of Mr. Joshua Mwamba is welcomed, and we are grateful that he has been released on medical grounds. That's how it should be in a society that primarily and dominantly is Christian. So we are grateful for that consideration by the authorities. Having said that, I know that others were also released, but there could be many others who may not be of high profile, but equally deserve similar attention and consideration. That indeed should apply across God, the law, the high, the known and unknown. But I know they'll say there are others that were also released, but I mean, suppose there was no high profile person. So it's a good thing, but whether there's high profile or low profile people, let these things be consistently done.
In an effort to disrupt illicit drug-related activities across the country, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has made significant arrests and seizures of various quantities of cannabis in an operation conducted from the 10th to the 16th of April 2025. Commission Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says in Nwapula Province, DEC conducted operations in Milenge, Nchelenge, Mansa and Samfia districts, resulting in the arrest of several individuals, while in Milenge district, Martha Mwewa, female, aged 34, was arrested in connection with the offence of unlawful cultivation of fresh cannabis plants weighing 962.8 kilograms. Mr. Tamba says in Nchelenge district, the commission arrested two male persons in separate cases in connection with the offence of trafficking in dry loose cannabis weighing 4.8 kilograms and 1.3 kilograms. Meanwhile, Mr. Tamba says in separate operations conducted in Mansa district, the commission arrested three suspects involved in the illegal cultivation of cannabis plants with a combined weight of 78.1 kilograms, while in Samfia district, two male persons were arrested for similar offences. And on the Copper Belt, Mr. Tamba says DEC executed operations in Ndola, Kitwe, Muflira and Chambishi towns, resulting in the arrest of three individuals, all for trafficking in cannabis.
All the suspects mentioned have since been detained in lawful custody while the drugs have been seized. The commission wishes to reiterate its resolve to continue enforcing the law on narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances. We further wish to call on members of the general public to continue reporting suspicious activities to the commission so that by acting together we can effectively prevent, detect and combat crime.
Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has disclosed that the construction of the Mansa Airport has reached 7% and will be key for economic activities once completed. Speaking when he hosted a delegation from China Jiangsu International at his office today, Mr. Tayali says government is committed to transforming Zambia into a regional aviation hub through strategic infrastructure investments. The upgrade of Mansa Airport is being carried out under a design and build model at an estimated cost of 740 million kwacha with a 17-month completion target. Mr. Tayali said that work to date has focused on site mobilization and design review phases, both of which have been finalized since the project began 9 months ago. He said his ministry is collaborating closely with the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to secure outstanding environmental impact assessment approvals by the end of April 2025.
Economic development for sustainable, reliable, safe and secure air connectivity. We did not hesitate, owing to the right policy, rather the right price that we voted that we are able to have the upgrade of Mansa Airport. That we are going to do so, the construction of this airport at a cost of 740 million kwacha with a duration of 17 months, we have no doubt in your capacity to deliver us a modern airport for international travel. As we have even done with other infrastructure,
And Chairman of China Jiangsu International Som Kimbo has pledged continued partnership anchored on development. The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has called for mandatory basic legal education for both the President and members of Parliament, citing a growing concern over alleged copy and paste legislation that lacks contextual relevance and legal clarity. FDD spokesperson Anthony Chiwe says the new Cybersecurity Act is a misguided piece of legislation which is vague, rigid, and not tailored to Zambia's needs. Mr. Chiwe has accused both the ruling UPND and opposition parliamentarians of approving legislation they do not fully understand, resulting in laws that undermine constitutional rights and freedoms. He is therefore proposing short courses in legal basics for all elected officials to improve legislative quality and has emphasized the need for well-supported legal drafters to avoid confusion in future laws. Mr. Chiwe adds that there is need to repeal the Cybersecurity Act, warning that it threatens free speech and mirrors foreign legal systems that do not reflect Zambia's unique context.
We are very concerned that Zambia has continued to be a victim of copy and paste type of registration which lacks full understanding by both the president and the members of parliament.